but it's well said. A powerful and dominating Meadowlands Pace winner.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. On the eve of the Meadowlands Pace, a million-dollar extravaganza going tomorrow night. And why does my job rock? Because I get to interview a living Hall of Famer who's going for a third straight Meadowlands victory. Ron Pierce is up on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. It is indeed an honor to have this gentleman on the other end of my line as he prepares to go for a third straight Meadowlands Pace victory. The living Hall of Famer, Ron Pierce. Welcome to Trot Radio, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Let's take a look, first of all, not so much at the horse you're going to be driving, which is Nova Artist, but I want to get to the Olims that took place last weekend. You had All Speed Hanover in what had to be probably the toughest split, made a break before the start. What happened there?
Well, the horse, he hurt himself training before the North American.
Uh-huh.
And he bopped his knee, and they couldn't get it down, couldn't even get a boot on it. Just one of those things. He wasn't any good for the North American Cup. Started kicking the bike and everything. And then last week, we thought we had him good enough to qualify. And as we went to the gate, he picked up speed, he bopped his knee again, and it's very tender, and he made a break.
Okay. Now, you're going to be driving Nova Artist. It's your first time behind this Lou Pena trainee. You've made it to the winner's circle in the past 2 years of the Pace. Do you think this is going to be your ticket to a third straight?
Well, it's the horses, you know, gets as good as Louis thinks he can be, then I guess I have a shot. But tell you what, this is a great field of powerful three-year-old colts. I don't think I've ever seen a field more powerful. It's got, you know, sports writers in there, Rockin' Image, Rockin' Old Heaven, Valentino with Kyle Major. It's just.
Let's talk about those rivals. From the rail out, we'll start with Kyle Major. What's your take on this guy?
Well, you know what happened was last week, right after I raced Mike Colton in the elimination, made the break, I had to shoot over Yonkers for the Yonkers trot. So I couldn't stay around for the other two eliminations. But, you know, he's a pretty tough colt. He got roughed up pretty good. But he can go. He's got the rail, so that's should help him out a little bit.
Rockin' Image, you drove this horse once last year. It was in the qualifier. What kind of a feel did you have for this one?
He's a good, nice colt. He's been racing very powerful. Yeah, Rockin' Image had a breathing problem. Jimmy Tapper is the trainer. He just got it straightened out here last month. Rock and Roll Heaven, there's not a whole lot to this colt. Kind of reminds me of Riyadh a little bit. He's just tough. Just plain tough. Takes in and fights. He's in a good spot, three-hole. Campbell's down to drive him.
Let's talk about Valentino and I'm Gorgeous.
Well, the one thing I'd like to say more about Rock and Roll Heaven, he did go a monster mile last week, 47-3. Sometimes that's not good coming into a major race, and I hope he didn't leave everything on the track last week. Valentino, he's a real tough colt, but he really stepped up his game since he moved to Penny Farm.
Del Marvelous?
Yeah, we got I'm Gorgeous in there with the 502. He's a nice colt. So I'm telling you, it's a great field. The Marvelous, that's the Badlands Antler colt that George Keith trains. He can go.
You're going to be lining up as well with One More Laugh. That's one that Tietrich was driving.
Yeah, he is a very powerful colt. Big, long stride, nice gait, big engine, lots of speed. He's got post-aid, so he'll most likely be going forward out of the gate, along with about four of the five others.
What about Sportswriter, of course, winner of the North American Cup?
Well, between One More Laugh and Sportswriter, you have Fred and Ginger. But Sportswriter,
right.
What a horse. I'm telling you, he's just sensational. He wasn't quite right earlier this year, but he's getting good. Now it seems like he's getting on his game, and you know how everybody knows Sportswriter, how tough he is. So Ken Hall is going to handicap him a little bit, but who knows, sometimes you know, have to work in your favor also. You know, a lot of big races have been won out of the 10-hole down here.
Is it because the early speed could collapse on him, and he could swallow him up coming home?
Yeah, that, but, you know, Sportswriter, he can also get in the race. You know, he's got the ability to get right in the race. So, you know, he could, you know, send him on out there and land in a good spot and find a live helmet to follow up, or, you know, he could send him out there and maybe even get to the top and get control of the race. It just depends on how things are going.
Let's talk about, yeah, that's what I wanted to get to here, yeah.
Yeah, with the nine, he's a nice colt also. He's very tough, very fast. He's out there in the nine hole right next to Sports Fighter. So I'm telling you, it's going to be the best. This is the best field of 3-year-old pacing colts ever assembled, I believe. It should be a great race.
Well, we're going to wish you the best of luck in this, Ron Pierce, and
I'm going to need every bit of that luck.
Well, you got to be good to be lucky, and a living Hall of Famer has got to be very good. So go get him in the pace, and we'll all be watching.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ron.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye now.